This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Beth Goldstein. Beth, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Beth, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I'm the international digital asset manager for my company. I train and evangelize our DAM to all of our business partners across the globe.
And how does an American healthcare company use digital asset management?
Well, even though we're based here in the U.S., we really are extremely global. We as a company use our DAM internally to save time, money, and better leverage our investments in all of our creative content. We call our DAM the e-library. The e-library is only one component of our greater and smarter digital initiative that we've been rolling out to our marketing teams across the globe for the past 3 years.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
Well, I think honestly the biggest challenge is moving the business partners and marketers from the old way of doing business, for example, using shared drives, SharePoint sites, USB drives, FTP sites, and many times all of these at once, and then seeing the value of going to a cloud-based DAM where everything lives harmoniously together. I believe that change management is a huge part of my job in getting business partners thought into why this will save them time and money. I think that change management is always going to be a problem whenever you're dealing with lots and lots of people, but if you can show them in big steps, if you get one group together that has a big part of your digital assets, like a global team, and get them bought in first and show that they're uploading files, it tends to get the smaller teams excited as well. I believe our biggest success to date has been the adoption since our launch last September 2014. Currently, we have over 41 countries trained and using, over 800 users, and over 10,000 digital assets in our e-library right now. Our biggest push was going to the global teams that create the massive amounts of materials like I was talking about and showing them how easily they can create and distribute materials to country marketers. It was a big win for everyone in that conversation, mostly because we have a lot of little countries like Malaysia or Taiwan. They don't have these big marketing budgets, but the global and U.S. teams have much bigger budgets. So it's easier for them to make these big pieces, your iPad app or big interactive PDFs or videos, and then be able to put them into our DAM, and then the countries can bring them down, localize them at a cost that's right for them, and then use them.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think the advice I would give is to be relentless but gentle with your business partners. I think that any new process people have to get used to the fact that they'll be doing something different or in a new way. Embrace that by making it fun. Have a naming contest for your DAM, which we did. The e-library was actually named by one of our employees. We wanted to make sure that it had a positive connotation and that it was bought in across the business, and that's what we did. We also had a contest to see which team internally did have the most assets uploaded by a certain time. Our time frame was September to the end of the year, and we just got done with that contest. And it created a lot of excitement and competition, which marketers are very competitive, so it was a really great thing. I think that with my job here, a big portion of it is you have to believe in what you're doing so that other people believe in it to get them to buy in. If I don't believe that what we have is amazing and is going to work for so many people, then no one else will. Believe in your DAMs, which your business partners will. Also communicate. My DAM users continually hear about me, whether they like it or not. It's not just something that we launched in September and then just became something that went into the background. I have weekly DAM Monday emails. And I kind of tongue-in-cheek say, you know, again, it's DAM Monday. And then I give them a tip or trick or communicate to them that something big is coming or training or just ask them for feedback. It's a really great way to be able to continually keep it in the back of their mind that, yeah, this tool is out there. Yeah, I need to remember to go into it because it's a new process. I also have a every other month email communication newsletter that I send out, and that gives actual updates to integrations, new things that are out there, new training, new team members, all that kind of stuff. So I think if you want to become a DAM professional, definitely get into understanding how you can be a great business partner. I think that the job kind of sits between a business partner and an IT. So if you have a good background of both, being able to be a good business partner and saying that you can communicate to the rest of the business, not just the technical aspects, but what will be the benefit to the entire company, I think that you're in a good spot.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Beth.
Of course.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboom and iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.